I'm here joined with head men's basketball coach Troy Larson, and coach, just talk to us about your finish to the regular season. You guys finished on a really good streak, a 3-game winning streak, and playing in a really good level right now.
Yeah, Ash, you know, the end of the year was definitely a positive, and we're excited heading, you know, going down the stretch, heading the tournament with the fact that we have won 3 games in a row. And we've had some really good stretches throughout the course of the year, and we've had some bumps in the roads, but that's about what every team going, you know, coming in the postseason has had. So we feel like we've learned a lot as a team, and hopefully we're as together now as we've ever been and learned some lessons on how to maybe prevent some of those time periods where we don't play as well. But we're definitely excited about how we finish the year and excited going into the tournament.
That's good. Well, talk to us about, you know, the play of one of your sophomores, Solomon Young, and some of your other kids as well down the stretch. They've just been playing at a really high level.
Yeah, you know, Solomon Clayton from Fort Dodge, he's done an awesome job as far as providing sophomore leadership. He's worked extremely hard, and he's just really elevated his game. You know, last year as a freshman, kind of down the stretch, he probably didn't play as well as what we had hoped or what he had hoped. So he really made a commitment in the weight room over the off season to get strong. I think after being a college basketball player for a year, last year the nicks and bumps of being a college athlete really affected him. This year he's able to kind of power through some of those moments and be tougher. And he's just been at a high level all year. Really, every league game he's been good, with a couple exceptions, and that's due to foul trouble. If he can stay out of foul trouble, he's been a high impact guy for us. So very happy with him. And you know, we've had numerous contributions from a lot of guys. You know, sophomores Jacob Rao has had a solid stretch going down the year. He's a kid that's had some health problems throughout his career at Iowa Lakes, but really proud of him and how he's continued to persevere. And I look forward to some big moments from him in the tournament run. And as well as Equan Aarons has really been playing well as of late. You know, proud of that young man, and he's persevered through some adversity, and he's playing at a pretty high level right now. So we've had great sophomore contributions, and then, you know, our freshman class has been outstanding. You know, KJ's had a great year at the point guard, and he's playing at a high level and really scoring the ball. He's one of the most explosive guys in our league, and we really need him to be on top of his game as the regional tournament approaches. And if we're going to advance, we need him to play well, you know. And Boston Grimes and Malcolm Clayton, Solomon's brother, have both been valuable contributors. So had a lot of contributions from a lot of guys, and we're just hoping that can continue as the postseason nears.
Very good. And the Lakers earned the 3 seed in to end the conference season, which means they'll get to host a first-round tournament game. Looks like you guys will host Iowa Central in the first round. So kind of talk to us about Iowa Central and your thoughts on the tournament.
Sure. You know, first off, you know, finishing third in our conference is a decent accomplishment. It's a rugged league, and, you know, we always put a lot of emphasis on where we finish in our league. And, you know, we're 2 games out of first. Nyack and Kirkwood won the league at 12-2, and we finished 10-4. And we feel like we're, you know, a few points here. We got swept by Nyack. We lost 1 game to Kirkwood, and we lost 1 game to Iowa Central. And we're probably about 20 points away from maybe running the table on the whole thing. So it's a little bit humbling, you know, when you think you're close, but yet you didn't quite get it done. So I think that's maybe humbled us and maybe gave us hopefully a little bit of an edge and a little bit more even of a focus heading into that. But no, Iowa Central, we split with them during the season. They're a good team. They play in a manner that when they shoot the ball well, and this is typical for most college basketball teams, but especially them, they play kind of a spread offense and they're all on the perimeter. And they've had some games where they make, you know, 14, 15 3-point shots, and it's going to be a challenge for us. We have to really do a good job of defending. Then they will pack it in and kind of force us to play on the perimeter, so we're going to have the ability to make some shots. But it'll be a good battle, and Coach Pilcher's been there quite a few years, been there a long time, and always does a good job. And it'll be a highly competitive game. I feel fortunate that we have the game at home.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And any thoughts, you know, for the fans and talking about the home matchup?
Sure, we love having postseason games at home. It's been some of our largest crowds, and I hope people understand when the game is, you know, Tuesday at 7 p.m., and we're definitely interested in getting some fans out there. I know our guys really appreciate it, and it does help elevate your play when you look around and you see a lot of fans with Laker blue on and when they're cheering for you and stuff like that. So we appreciate the crowd support all year. We're looking for a good turnout tomorrow night.
All right, best of luck, Coach.
Thank you, Ashley.